This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A top official for a state economic development agency called a project to build a plane manufacturing facility in Superior the most risky investment it had ever funded with federal tax credits. Still, the state gave taxpayer money and incentives to an aircraft company despite the risk and without proper review in an effort to create jobs that have yet to be realized. Daniel Kading reports.
3 years ago, Governor Scott Walker visited Superior to announce what was billed as the city's largest job creation effort by a manufacturer since World War II. Superior Mayor Bruce Hagen says he had and still has high hopes for the project.
Show me another place where there's 600 jobs that are potentially available with great growth opportunities similar to what Cirrus is in Duluth.
The plan was for Kestrel Aircraft Company to receive $4 million in loans and $18 million in tax credits through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority would also help Kestrel get up to $90 million in tax credits. During his visit to Superior, Walker said none of it would come unless the company created 600 jobs.
We put incentives, whether it's tax credits or other incentives, on the line, but they're all tied specifically into the number of jobs that are created.
2 days later, Walker's job creation agency, WEDIC, signed off on tax credits and a loan for the company without formal staff reviews. In the months that followed, Kestrel CEO Alan Klapmeyer says the state didn't follow through on its word to provide more loans and incentives as they had agreed. The co-founder of Cirrus says paperwork set the project back and the delay caused a domino effect.
When those pieces of the financing didn't happen on time, it's disconcerting to the other financial people and they delay theirs as well.
Jim Caesar is a consultant for the city of Superior on the project. Caesar says the state was at least dishonest and at worst incompetent.
Knowing what their process is and the time that it takes to do that due diligence and all those things, then if it was going to take longer than that, then they should have indicated so.
Spokesmen for WEDIC and WEDA say Kestrel has faced challenges raising money and meeting requirements to receive financing under federal programs. Both agencies declined a request for a recorded interview. But in documents obtained by Wisconsin Public Radio, WEDA outlined several risks with the project as they worked for months to award Kestrel with $30 million in federal tax credits. For one, the agency was concerned that the newly formed company lacked audited financial statements. WEDA also had doubts Kestrel could build the plane because that hinged on FAA approval. The agency noted the company had already tried twice to certify the plane in Europe and Maine. And questions were raised over Kestrel's dependence on future rounds of tax credits because they might not be available. Despite these concerns, WEDA says Kestrel met all requirements and outside reviews confirmed the project had a reasonable chance of success. The agency says a private investor is on the hook if Kestrel fails, not state taxpayers. After 3 years, there's still no plane and no manufacturing facility. Klapmeyer says the company's success in building its single-engine turboprop hinged on the state's word.
We're considering a number of other locations besides Superior. From our point of view, the economic development project, as originally envisioned, didn't happen.
Kestrel's CEO claims WEDA didn't follow through with help to secure two more rounds of tax credits for the project. Superior's mayor says he's interested in offering incentives or whatever they can to get the facility built in the city.
If the state is not going to further any opportunity for Kestrel, then, as I've told Alan, let's get it done right here by ourselves.
After forming a new company with a New Mexico-based outfit this spring, Klapmeyer says they're in a stronger position to certify and build the plane than ever before. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.